You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What up? What's happening? Welcome inside 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Obviously, a lot to get to. We'll get you wall-to-wall coverage of what went down today at the Easter Motor Shoot. Terry McLaurin wearing his emotions on his sleeve. Something I know a little bit about in terms of wearing my emotions on my sleeves. See, when you're frustrated about something and you choose to speak out on it and it feels like you're not being heard, you act like Terry McLaurin acted earlier this morning. So we'll break it all down as we roll throughout the show. Last night, honestly, it was a cool moment for me. I admittedly do not pay a whole lot of attention to Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby usually, but when we have local flavor participating, obviously it becomes a lot more relevant for all parties involved. James Wood, one and done last night. ESPN's coverage, and we talked about it last night while it was going on, ESPN's coverage sucked horribly last night. Now, I know there was an alternate broadcast, allegedly, on ESPN2 that people were tuned into that gave you a better view, a better angle of what was happening. I felt like I was playing like Max Payne last night while watching the Home Run Derby. I felt like I was playing some old third-person shooter video game. That's what it felt like. But nonetheless, James Wood bounced in round number one. It's okay, though, because if you saw James Wood, as well as our own Mackenzie Gore on the red carpet earlier this afternoon, they have bigger and better things on their mind. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight. James Wood and Mackenzie Gore, of course, reserves for the National League, so I'm excited to see how much they play, what type of impact they're able to have. But I definitely thought before we got hot and heavy into the Terry McLaurin stuff, I mean, ESPN deserves to be absolutely dunked on for the product that they put on last night. It was so hard to watch. Luckily, I'm not saying this because I didn't want James to advance, but luckily, I only had to really pay attention to the opening round because, oh my goodness, if I would have been tasked with watching the whole thing, would I be able to be here with you tonight? Probably not. Probably not. We'll also get into a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack. I'll give you my top six NFL coaches and quarterbacks on the hot seat in the National Football League. So we'll get to that coming up as we ease our way into the 9 o'clock hour. Our pal Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider, longtime NFL insider, writes for the Washington Post as well. He is going to join the program at about 8:20, and we'll get his thoughts on where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. Because if you were listening to the station earlier today, you heard the interview and media availability in its entirety. We will begin to play you all of the cuts that we have. We won't play the interview straight up in its entirety because I want to weave in and out of this thing and give you my thoughts and analysis on what's going down and what is happening here. But the bottom line is this. Things are not in a good place between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders when it comes to a pending contract extension with the club. And if you pay attention to myself here on Overtime or if you catch me on the weekends, I've been screaming this from the mountaintops. Me and Danny Ruya had this discussion last week. Danny accurately described it as posturing, because I do think it is posturing. But I took a stance of wearing a little bit more worry on my shirt, so to speak, if that makes sense to you, right? When four prominent NFL insiders come out and tell you that the negotiations aren't in a good place, odds are they're probably not in a good place. We'll take your calls on any thoughts on Terry McLaurin as we roll throughout the show at 1-800-636-1067. The irony is, of this Terry McLaurin news happening today, it really overshadows what was supposed to be Art Monk's day. And that is also my frustration with where things currently stand. Come on, Commanders. You didn't think that Terry was going to come out and speak today at the Easter Motor Shoot? It was Josh Harris level wizardry, what we saw from Terry McLaurin in his camp, choosing to go public with his comments today. He's had all summer, all spring to publicly voice his opinion and stop the speculation and tell us how he actually feels. Because this is what I had to hear from you all. Oh, it's just the agent saying that Terry's frustrated. He's probably not actually frustrated. You're damn right he is. And for good reason. The reason why I say it's ironic, one, Art Monk's jersey being announced today, I thought was massive news. They're going to retire it before they debut the Super Bowl alternate uniforms for the first time this year when they take on the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football, or Sunday Night Football, rather. So that's something to look forward to during the season. This day was supposed to be all about that. Instead, it is now all about Terry McLaurin and the comments that he made that quite honestly sent shockwaves through the DMV. Because Terry is a guy that has been the ultimate company man. And there was some doubt out there about whether or not he'd toe the line, so to speak, of verbalizing his frustration at making it public. Boy, did he do that. I mentioned it's ironic that this happened today because of Art Monk. Also ironic because tonight we'll get into part three of our position preview series. We started this on Sunday with the quarterback position. Last night we got into the running backs. Today we'll get into the wide receiver room. And obviously there is a lot to talk about on that front. We got Wizards Summer League basketball continuing tonight as well. The fellas in action against the Philadelphia 76ers. That would set the tip off at 8:30. Super excited about that. And hopefully the youngins caught my message last night here on Overtime about effort and playing hard at all times and learning how to be a pro. That is something we will talk about ad nauseum throughout this year because it's going to be a big talking point with this Wizards group. Can they show a level of professionalism night in and night out to where they're able to be competitive, to where they're able to establish a culture and an identity? Because right now, the Wizards don't have a culture. The Wizards don't have an identity. And their general manager, Will Dawkins, said as much Sunday when he joined the ESPN broadcast. He said, we're working on building good habits every day. Yes, they are. And to this point, it's early, so I don't expect them to have built those habits. They haven't. And the hope is that tonight, another summer league game where all of the youngins are expected to participate, unless something's been reported that I didn't catch yet today. And it's another opportunity for them to build on what they did Sunday and string together multiple good performances where you're displaying those good habits. So we'll get you a little Wizards Summer League update as we roll throughout the show. But as you all could probably expect, today is going to be filled of Terry McLaurin conversation because we're going to look at this thing from a bunch of different angles. It is the art of solo radio. I understand both sides of the coin. I get it from Terry McLaurin's perspective. This is frustrating. I get it from the Commander's perspective. This is frustrating. This is difficult. You don't want to disrespect a star that's done a lot for this organization, but you also don't want to compromise this organization financially moving forward. So there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to this. We'll break it all down as we roll throughout the show. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. I told you all things had gotten messy. This is a tough negotiation for a multitude of different reasons. Terry's age, the wide receiver group being the deepest position group in the NFL, and then the fact that the market seemingly changes every year. To know that both sides, though, haven't spoke in over a month is absolutely alarming. Absolutely alarming. To know that both sides haven't spoke to each other in a month is absolutely alarming. To know that that is where things currently stand. To know that that is what's happening. Because you know what that sounds like to me? To hear that both sides haven't spoken in a month feels like Washington has their flag planted in the ground and they're not budging off of their offer. And this is going to sound cutthroat. They can give a damn about Terry McLaurin going and speaking to the media at an Eastern's automotive shoot. If they're not willing to pick up the phone and negotiate, tells me they're not too interested in continuing these conversations and continuing these negotiations. There is a solution to all of this that can happen this summer without Terry getting traded and without Terry holding out. I will give you that solution as we roll throughout the show, but I want to take some calls while we have any at 1-800-636-1067. Mike is in Laurel, wants to chime in. What's up, Mike?
Guys. All right. Number one, right, I went to a game about a year ago, right? This is when we had Ron Rivera. Let's be honest. Terry McLaurin, he did everything right. He was a good player.
Let's throw Mike on hold. We'll get to him on the other side. If you have any calls on the Terry McLaurin, I know we haven't thrown out an official prompt to you yet because I'm getting there, people. Give me the time to do so. If you have any thoughts, line up, though, at 1-800-636-1067. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, I want to let you hear from the four national reporters that told you the negotiations weren't in a good place. We'll let you hear from James Palmer, who spoke last week. We'll let you hear from Adam Schefter, who spoke last week, as well as Albert Breer, who joined Grant and Danny on June the 5th. This was the first inkling that anything was going wrong. It was on June the 5th when we heard from Albert Breer. We'll re-rack all of that audio, plus let you hear what general manager Adam Peters had to say to start this offseason. That is next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
+1 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Obviously, a heck of a lot to get to, considering the noise that happened earlier today. Terry McLaurin laying it all out on the line at his Eastern's Automotive shoot, providing everybody the inside information that, quite frankly, we have been looking for. It has been very quiet on Terry McLaurin's front. It's been very quiet on the Commanders' front throughout the entirety of this process. And now we found out today, we got confirmed today, some of the rumors that we have been hearing. I have told you, really dating back to June the 5th, when Albert Breer joined Grant and Danny and said what he said, that things were not in a good place. And for a prominent national NFL reporter to be coming out and saying things that Albert Breer said, I took it not just with a grain of salt, but I took it as gospel. Because there is no motivation from Adam Schefter, there is no motivation from Albert Breer, James Palmer, etc., to fabricate what is going on right now between the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin. Does them no justice. They don't have a dog in the fight. They're not like me and you that are rooting for this thing to happen at all costs. They have a job to do, and all they have continued to do is give the honest reporting on the situation. I want to let you hear from longtime NFL insider, author of the MMQB newsletter that you hear and read every Monday throughout the NFL season, Albert Breer. He joined Grant and Danny on June the 5th, and he said this about where things stood between Washington and Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a 3, you know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. That is Albert Breer of the MMQB giving his thought on June the 5th where things stood between McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. And at that time, when that audio was first revealed, a lot of people called it a nothing burger. A lot of people acted as if it was no big deal, and I began to sound my alarms at that point. For a prominent NFL insider to come out of his mouth, first thing he said was things aren't in a good place. If that would have been what he finished with, then maybe I would have had a different tone about it. But I thought right then and there, something is a little bit off. Fast forward to June the 30th, 25 days later, Adam Schefter joining the Pat McAfee show and had this to say about where things stood between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders?
That's a tough one. I know. There is an there's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is, with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
I think that piece of audio garnered a little bit more attention because of the light that people hold Adam Schefter in. People, you know, regard him as the most plugged-in guy in all the National Football League when it comes to insider information and so on and so forth. So when Schefter said it, I think at that point people began to ring the alarms. There was another thing that came up as well in Albert Breer's MMQB fan mailbag. There was a Twitter account of a Commanders fan, and he asked Albert, where are things at between the team and Terry McLaurin? And Albert Breer responded by saying, quote, "They have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place, so we'll see what happens. There's still plenty of time to get something done." That was on June the 29th. The Adam Schefter audio came out the very next day. So for the past couple of weeks, we have consistently heard that, hey, things aren't in the best place. But all I've heard from everyone that spoke on this is, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it's a nothing burger. Oh, he signed on this date last time. Do you all believe it now? Do you believe it now that things are not in a good place between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders? They're not. They're not. But you know what? I'm not saying that to ring some panic alarm. I'm not saying that to try and be messy. I'm saying that so that folks understand that this is a business. It's the National Football League. Feelings are not to be taken into consideration when it comes to contract negotiations. It is the team's job to tell Terry why they shouldn't pay him, and it's Terry's job to tell the team why he should pay them. Things are going to get said during those negotiations that should not be taken personally. But based off of the commentary we heard today from Terry McLaurin, he for sure is taking some of these things personally. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll stop making you wait. When we come back, we will let you begin to hear from Terry McLaurin and the media availability he held earlier today at the Eastern's Automotive Shoot. And if you haven't heard any of this audio, I want to preface it by saying it's raw, it's emotional, and it's Terry McLaurin being as open, honest, and transparent as he possibly could be about where things currently stand. You'll hear from the wide receiver of the Washington Commanders next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
636-1067 is the number. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital on what should be Art Monk Day, but it is slowly but surely turned into Terry McLaurin Day. If you're just now joining us, if you've been at work all day, if you're not privy to what has been going on here, things are getting a little bit messy between the Washington Commanders and their star wide receiver, Terry McLaurin. He spoke earlier today at an Eastern's automotive shoot, something that he does pretty routinely. It's a part of kind of the ramp up to training camp. Each of the last 3 years, Terry McLaurin has done this. Usually I get the chance to be out there. That wasn't the case today, and boy, did I miss an absolute golden opportunity. On the day that the Commanders announced that they're going to be retiring Art Monk's uniform and jersey number later this year, Terry McLaurin telling the Commanders to hold my beer. There are bigger things on my mind right now. And look, I'm obviously having a little fun with it, being facetious. I know that it was not at all the intention of Terry McLaurin to try and take away from Art Monk's day. I know that's not the case at all. Did it happen? Yes. Is it unfortunate? Yes. Do I think that was McLaurin's intentions? Definitely not. Definitely not. Ben, we're going to go smack in order with these things, man. We'll bring you cuts 1 through 3 in this segment, and we'll roll throughout this 7 o'clock hour, weaving in and out of this audio because it's damning and it kind of gives some insight as to where things are in this negotiation and how things have been going. Honestly, the most frustrating and disheartening thing about all of this to me is the fact that the two sides have not spoke in over a month, according to Terry McLaurin. Here is cut one, Terry McLaurin saying, needs to be active discussions for a negotiation to be possible.
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know what the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's just a whole business and things like that. But I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. You know, I haven't missed practices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that. Whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body, and I'm going to continue to do that so I can be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
What Terry McLaurin said at the end of that is what honestly should bring – fear and concern to the minds of Commanders fans. If they don't continue these discussions, you have to think about next steps and what happens from there. I really don't know how to read this all. Apparently, with this, I'm not trying to choose a side here, but like we've been telling you. Like I've been telling you, I guess, from the beginning of these negotiations, it wasn't going to be an easy one at all. When you consider Terry's age, when you consider the other members of his draft class that have been paid, when you consider the current state of the wide receiver market, and the fact that it is the deepest position group in the National Football League. It's one of the funniest conversations that we have when we have the debate of, well, is Terry a top 10 wide receiver or not? Does it really matter? Right? Doesn't really matter. When you think about how deep that position group is, it's the most talented position group in all of the NFL. And there are guys that are ranked 15th on a list that can have a damn strong argument that they are a top 10 guy. So that part always frustrates me. The concern that I have, though, is, well, if you're Terry, if you're the agent, if you are the Commanders, and I don't know who's negotiating on Washington's behalf, what is the benefit of putting talks on hold for over a month? Over a month. Honestly. Think about it. For over a month? If I'm Terry McLaurin, you know what I'm thinking? Well, clearly they don't want me. I'm going to be honest, and I'm not trying to stir the pot. I'm not trying to do anything like that. For them to put talks on hold for a month, how does that benefit either party? That didn't seem like a group that's motivated to get a deal done. You know what? Perfect timing. Ben, if you got it ready, the Adam Peters cut. The Adam Peters cut that I sent you from March 31st. Adam Peters on Up and Adams, him and that handsome blue-eyed devil. This is what Adam Peters had to say back on March the 31st about where things stood between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
He held out of OTAs, held out of minicamp. Let's remember this, though. Dan Quinn has stayed in constant contact with Terry McLaurin.
So it's the first thing that I DM to you. I know I'm not communicating with you in the best way here, Adams. From March the 31st. And to me, the reason I want to play this is because it's starting to get, and I've told you all, I promised I would not pick sides in this thing at all. But it's starting to become very easy to pick sides here. Honestly, this is the rare sports negotiation where 90% of the fan base is on the side of the player. And guess what? Guess what? In this negotiation, they're right. They're right. I don't care how much he's asking for. Don't just break off discussions and break off negotiations like it's something that doesn't matter to you. How is Terry McLaurin and his camp supposed to receive this? You haven't talked in over a month, yet on March 31st, Adam Peters had this to say to Kay Adams.
Watch on. Is it about time to get the Terry deal done? Where are we at?
Ooh, good question.
Where are we on the Terry
We love
o'clock?
Terry. Love Terry. And, you know, we've had some really good conversations with his representatives. We're going to keep those in-house, Kay. That's what Sean told me to
I'm
say.
Reading the body language, though. I don't know. You're feeling good. It's trending in a positive direction.
We really, you know, we want to make Terry Commander for a long time.
If you actually are interested and making McLaurin a member of the Commanders for a long time, you wouldn't put contract negotiations on hold for an entire month. An entire month. So the fact that Terry's saying it hits different, because this was reported by James Palmer. This is reported by Adam Schefter. But like you all continue to say, it's different. It's different in that scenario. It's different when it's coming from those guys. Well, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. Terry told you earlier today that he hasn't talked to the Commanders in terms of this contract in over a month. 1-800-636-1067. It's cut two, Ben, if you got it ready. It's Terry McLaurin earlier today at the Eastern's Automotive Shoot, and he was asked, is it difficult to separate the business part of this from the emotional side of this?
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know, I mean, to a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, the front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built. But at the same time, I have to stand on my worth and my value. You know, I've worked really hard to create that, and I know the person that God has blessed me to be. And I know that I'm a leader in that locker room. And when you have that kind of person who brings what I bring on the field, off the field, in the community, I feel that's somebody that should be valued at a very high level. Fortunately, you know, I've proven that, but unfortunately, you know, you can't force somebody to see value. You know what I mean? And we just got to see where that goes from here. But that's just the disappointing part, because you feel like you've done the things right. You've bought into the T of everything that this culture was building last year. And, I thought it was definitely going to be to the future of that. And so, again, I have not made any declarations of one way or another, but I'm just kind of speaking on how it's made me feel, how this offseason has been, the frustrations I felt. That's all true. You know what I mean? That's not just what people are hearing. Like, it's coming from me. And definitely I want to just continue to take things day by day and see where it goes from there.
Terry McLaurin said it's starting to get kind of disrespectful in terms of how the negotiations have gone. It's hard not to see things from his perspective when you talk about this, man. And I continue to reiterate the fact that this is a business. It's hard for things not to get personal, but clearly things are becoming personal when it comes to these negotiations between McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. I want to give you all an opportunity to chime in here on the phone. We will break down damn near every word that Terry McLaurin said earlier this afternoon, because I want to give you my thoughts and analysis on it as well, man, because I'm not going to sugarcoat things for you. If you can't tell by the tone of Terry McLaurin, he's frustrated with what's going on to this point, and I think he should be. According to McLaurin, the team and him have not had contract discussions in over a month. Whose side are you on in this negotiation? Are you on the team's side, or are you on Terry McLaurin's side? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, Terry McLaurin went into great detail about his plans moving forward, including how he's going to approach training camp next week. We'll let you continue to hear from the all-pro wide receiver of the Washington Commanders next. This is Overtime. Still moving and grooving right along here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Tuesday night edition, rather, of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockhand IV are going to join us coming up at about 8:20. We'll get his thoughts on where things currently stand between McLaurin and the Washington Commanders, a contract negotiation that is starting to get a little bit contentious, if you believe the emotion that Terry McLaurin spoke with earlier this afternoon. It was open. It was honest. It was transparent. It was raw as McLaurin tries to figure out his situation here with the Washington Commanders. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. So if you're just joining us, we've played you a couple of cuts of Terry McLaurin from earlier today. There's one thing that I know a lot of us have on our mind here, and I think Terry McLaurin and his agent Buddy Baker probably have this on their mind as well. If Terry McLaurin does not show up to training camp, I believe it's a $50,000 fine every day that McLaurin is not out there on the practice field. So you'd have to think, well, will he put his pride to the side, put his emotions to the side, and show up to training camp regardless? Or is he just going to take the fine on the chin? Here's what McLaurin said earlier today about how he's going to approach training camp.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
That is Terry McLaurin talking earlier about a month.
So
a month.
I feel like it was one of those things where the offer was made at some point, and obviously there was a disagreement. And I think the way that this front office does business, I think there's been a blueprint that's been built in San Francisco as well. And I know Adam Peters wasn't the general manager, he's the assistant GM. But that blueprint, the offer stands, and they're sticking with their guns right here, and Terry's sticking with their guns as well. So that's why there hasn't been any communication. Now, is that subject to change? Definitely. I think they'll get in contact probably at some point with training camp starting. But I don't know if there's going to be any change in what each side is looking for here, and if anyone is going to, you know, come down from where they're standing.
I just don't know what we're waiting for at this point. I don't understand what we're waiting for at this point. I don't understand how we've gotten to the point where there haven't been discussions in over a month. Like, I get all of that. I get having your deal and not wanting to move off of it. I get wanting to draw your line in the sand, so on and so forth. But at some point, like, there's a season that's got to happen. There's practices that have got to happen. Training camp's here. I don't see the benefit of not having these negotiations be ongoing. Like, that's the worst thing I feel like you can hear from reporters during a contract negotiation, is things are at a standstill. Things are on hold. Because guess what? Guess what? If there aren't discussions happening, you can't get a deal done. And that's kind of where I stand with all of this.
Let me put it this way, though, Linnell, or my thinking on this. Nothing is being said. There's no negotiations going on right now, but I'm under the impression that the front office has a plan for exactly what has happened at this point. And I guess, you know, Terry McLaurin is part of that equation. They said, we'll let this ride out. And, you know, this is kind of how sports teams do business oftentimes. They will wait until the last minute to get these kind of things done. And I guess the Commanders to this point have said, you know, we have a plan for if we're unable to come to a deal, but, you know, we'll negotiate when we get closer to a time where we need to. But obviously they're not doing this just, you know, thinking they have no idea what's going to happen next. I'm pretty sure they probably have some sort of idea of when they would start negotiating again or what that process looks like.
See, I want to give this front office the benefit of the doubt, because, quite frankly, I think they deserve it based upon how their time here in the nation's capital is gone. But this is the first real black eye on Adam Peters and Josh Harris and company. This is not a good look. No matter which way you slice it, it, to me, is not a good look for a multitude of different reasons that we've discussed ad nauseum on all the programs here on 106.7 The Fan. We've talked about it. This group prides itself on taking care of their guys, right? Players want a chef. You get a chef. If Quan Martin sprains his ankle, they're texting his wife, hey, he's okay. When you pride yourself on moving a certain way, the way that they've treated the alumni and the former players, I just think, to me, to treat Terry like this, a guy that's been the face of this organization prior to Jayden Daniels coming here to town, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. He has earned a payday. Say what you want about how much he should get. He has earned an extension. And this is where they're choosing to draw their line to the sand? I don't even want to go as far as to say it's bad business, but it's odd, to say the least. It just is, considering everything that this ownership group has said, considering everything that Adam Peters and company have said. It's odd it's odd that we're at this spot right now, man. It is. And I don't want to keep harping on the fact that they haven't spoken over a month, but like that to me is the most damning thing about all of this. It's not important enough for you. They should be taking every second that they have in the day to try and get this deal done. There should be constant communication. Now, I get it's not realistic to where they're talking around the clock and not going to sleep, things of that nature. But damn, I can see going a few days without talking. Going a month plus without any dialogue between both sides, that doesn't give me confidence that a deal is going to get done. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ben, I want to play cut number five here before we get to some calls. It is Terry McLaurin talking about whether or not he's surprised by the way the negotiations have gone based on the way last year went in D.C. It's cut number five, Ben, if we got it ready. It's Terry on if he's surprised at this year's negotiations. So we're having a little bit of a technical gap here, so we'll get you that audio here in a second. Why don't we do this? In the meantime and in between time, I want to start running through some of these calls at 1-800-636-1067. Let's start with Zach in Gainesville, who wants to chime in. Zach, this is an emotional day for Commanders fans. I understand that hearing this from Terry's mouth probably makes these negotiations more real than they have been over the previous months. What is your thought process on this, and whose side are you on right now when it comes to these negotiations?
Oh, man, I will say it's definitely an emotional day for me as well, because it just hurts my feelings to hear that they haven't talked for 30 days. But there is a part of me that wonders, man, like, doesn't Terry reach out to his agent and be like, hey, when was the last time you talked to him, you know? And he's like, oh, I don't know, they haven't called me. You know, like, why? How come the agent hasn't reached out too, you know, in 30 days?
Which kind of
throws me off, but just both sides, man. That just, like, it's Terry, man. Like, how is it possible you haven't talked in 30 days? So you kind of said a lot of things I was already going to say, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you as always, man. It's just I share your frustration, Zach. I understand why fans are frustrated. I guess I didn't do a good enough job laying that point out and getting on Buddy Baker and Terry's agency as well. Terry said it himself. It takes two to tango. If they haven't spoken a month, and I got to do a better job of laying this out, it's just as much on Buddy Baker and Terry as it is on the Commanders. So I do want to correct Terry when he says that. Like, hey, bro, I get that you're frustrated. You're laying it all out to the media trying to be transparent, but it's on your agent, too, for not talking. I want to play you all the audio cut we were referencing a moment ago before we had the technical gaffe. Here is McLaurin speaking on whether or not the negotiations have been surprising based on the way last year went.
Terry, considering how last year for this team so much was the good vibes that led to what – the season became that you're here. It sounds like it's not even just money, definitively. It's
other aspects. Yeah. Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches in honor of that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep in it with everybody. And coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, that's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way, and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL, but also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored. You want that to be respected. You want that to be valued. And my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value. And I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
Woof. Hot stuff coming from our guy, Terry McLaurin. wearing it on his sleeves, telling how a T.I. is when it comes to these contract negotiations between him and the Commanders. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls, man. I guess it's kind of unfair, but I'm going to do it anyway. If McLaurin holds out of training camp, would you be understanding of it? Would you not be? And let's draw a line in the sand here. Whose side are you on when it comes to these contract negotiations? Is it Terry McLaurin who you think is in the right? Or is it the Commanders who you think that's in the right? Your call is next there on The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Trying to make some sense out of what happened earlier this afternoon out at the Eastern's Automotive Shoot. Terry McLaurin, I'll be honest, I don't know if it was purposeful. Damn sure ends up being strategic at the end of the day. Letting it all hang out, wearing his emotions on his sleeves, talking to the media about where things currently stand between him and the team when it comes to the contract negotiation. And all we heard throughout the past couple of weeks is that all the negative things that have come out about the negotiation are agent-driven, and that Buddy Baker is trying to stir things up and create some narrative. That's not at all what it is. Terry told you today from the horse's mouth that he is frustrated about where things currently stand. I get it. He's frustrated. The team's frustrated. I'm asking you all the question of whose side are you taking? And I understand it's a difficult question to ask. I'm sorry. I'm putting you in a corner here. I'm getting messy. But you all genuinely understand what I'm trying to say here. I want to. There's a new piece of audio that's come out here, Ben, and I'm getting ready to DM it to you right now. It is from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. He is reporting, and I don't even think we need to play the audio. We can just get you the information. He is reporting that Terry wants a new deal that eclipses $30 million per. And that hasn't happened yet. That's all he's asking for, is eclipsing $30 million per. That could be 31. That could be 32. It could be DK Metcalf at 33. If those are the numbers that Terry McLaurin is genuinely asking for, I think he is 110% well within his means to ask for that. I do. So let's move under the premise, when we're taking calls here tonight, let's move under the premise that all Terry is looking for is $33 million annually, which is what DK Metcalf, his draft mate, got a couple of months ago when he was traded to Pittsburgh. If that's what Terry's asking for and Adam Peters and company aren't willing to budge, shame on you, Adam Peters. I said all draft process long, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. At some point, though, I knew Adam Peters and company were going to do something that wouldn't appease this fan base. We're going to do something that would piss people off. I think we're at that point. Because if you're telling me Terry McLaurin's not worth $32 million per Adam Peters, what the hell are you thinking? Honestly, clip that off and send it to Lou DiPietro. What the hell are you thinking, Adam Peters? If this reporting from Ian Rappaport is accurate, that Terry's only asking for a deal that eclipses $30 million a year, and I'm assuming it's $33 million per year based off of what DK got, and that's all he's asking for, and Adam Peters and company aren't willing to budge, shame on you, you handsome blue-eyed devil. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Oh, Scott to Steve in Upper Marlboro wants to chime in. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Liddell? Hey, just a couple things. One, Terry mentioned about, you know, the age 30 issue, and he feels how he's, you know, he still got it, and he looks like he still has it. Guys like you and me, we get paid for what we've done. We work 2 weeks, we get paid. Professional athletes get paid for what they're going to do. And so that's a part of the negotiation. It has to be. I understand it's personal for him, but that's something that stuck out to me. As far as whose side I'm on, generally I'm on the player side. I can see both sides of it because we've only heard Terry's side of it. You haven't heard a peep out of Commanders Park or whatever it's called. Which, to their credit, because the previous regime knew they had all kind of leaks.
Oh, plus my the Lord. They would have had it on a billboard. They would have had the contract offer on a billboard.
Yeah, and the previous regime was notorious for negotiating against themselves. It seems like, and it can only, you know, assume that they made an offer. They're saying, this is an offer. We're not going to then come back and say, okay, here's more, here's more. But, you know, we're only hearing one side of it. So that's my take.
I appreciate you as always, man. I get it. I think that's a very astute point to make. We're only hearing from Terry McLaurin right now. But Terry ain't a liar, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and call Terry's bluff. If Rap Sheet is reporting what he's reporting, I guarantee you that's coming directly from Buddy Baker, Terry's agent. All they're looking for is a deal that's going to eclipse $30 million per. I think what the Commanders are trying to do is negotiate off of Mike Evans' two-year extension that he signed that was, I think, $28 million annually. So if we're only talking a couple, $5 million apart or something like that, then guys got to bite the bullet and get this thing done. There is a solution, though, that can happen this year without Terry McLaurin having a holdout and without the Washington Commanders having to give him an extension. I'll get to that as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to continue to roll through some of these calls. 1-800-636-1067. Ian Rappaport reporting that Terry's camp is only looking for a deal that eclipses $30 million per year. Let's move under the premise that he's asking for DK Metcalf money. If the Commanders aren't willing to budge on that, whose side are you on here as far as Terry holding out? McLaurin's side or the Commanders' side? Let's go to Kendall and Clinton wants to chime in. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, what's up, Lindell? I got two thoughts. I've been thinking about this a long time. When I first, when this all negotiations first started, even during the season, we were talking about like they're gonna have to renegotiate. In my mind, I'm thinking, no matter what, he's gonna be back. Why? Because he's going to contract this year. They can franchise him next year and franchise him the year after that. So no matter what, it's gonna get done. And I'm thinking it's gonna get done because they're gonna give him a contract. I think they try to – I agree with you, the Mike Evans, the T. Higgins. I think they're going to try to give him – 20. Out there offering $27, $28 million. And he just – I mean, and rightfully so, feels that he's worth over 30. And I think he is worth – the market has told you the man is worth over 30.
It's a total slap in the face. If they're not offering him at least $30 million per, it's a total slap in the face. And I wouldn't be mad at McLaurin if he decided to hold out all year. Into the season.
I know he wouldn't because he'd
lose the year.
Yeah. But. Right. He could hold up to that whatever designated time, half a year or whatever, and come in and still have his year served. But the last caller mentioned But the bottom line is, now that I've heard him, I am squarely on his side. And I don't know what they're doing. I do know what they're doing. They're doing what I said initially, which speaks to a greater point that I want to discuss real quick. But I think they know, and this is why I have no problem with what he did today, because he exercised his negotiating power. They're exercising their negotiating power knowing that he's 30 and we got control for the next 3 years. And so he's gonna take what we give him, because otherwise he'll be 32 or 33 when he gets out of this situation, and he won't be able to make that money back. They're exercising that, which leads to my bigger macro point, which – this is going to be a case study, I believe, depending on how this goes. The franchise tag should not be applied to people over or 30 and above, because you cut their earning power. It's not fair. And if I'm the union, I'm looking at, we need to renegotiate this franchise.
Let me say this real quick, Kendall. I don't know if you see what's going on with the NFL Players Association. This furniture moving in their own damn house. So for them to go try to stick their nose in Terry's business, they got bigger fish to fry right now.
But Terry is in that sweet spot where he can. Yeah. This is his last big contract. He won't get another contract this big, or prime time contract after this. And so players in this window, they're not being treated fairly by the franchise tag, which I guarantee that's what the team is thinking. We can let them play on this year. We'll pay them $35 million next year. We'll pay them $38 million the year after that, or whatever it may be. And then we've gotten the 3 years that we would have given them in a deal.
And that's why I think, Kendall, for that reason, though, it's why they've got a little bit more leverage than we're probably making.
And that's why I'm glad Terry did what he did today, which is take it to the people and let the people. And this front office is not Bruce Allen and Snyder. Yeah, it's not them. So they're not going to go back and forth. But this is going to give the people on his side, which they should be. And he should be getting paid. And the other guy said, you get paid, we get paid for what we've done. They get paid what they're going to do. You can't tell me that you're scared of what he's going to do because he's 30 and you're going to pay him $28 million. If you can pay him $28 million, if you're willing to risk us, invest $28 million, then you're willing to invest $33 million.
They're penny pinching. Exactly. They're penny pinching. And
yeah.
It's
they
an
got
unfortunate
money.
Situation.
Stop it.
Exactly. Kendall, I appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear more from Terry McLaurin out at Eastern's Automotive earlier today, speaking to the D.C. media about where things stand between him and the Commanders in this contract negotiation. Programming note, make sure you keep it locked on the Fan live and local all night long as we take you up to 10 o'clock. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora going to join us at 8:20. If you've heard my hits with JLC over the past couple of years, you know he's not a dude that is going to pull punches when it comes to how he feels. Make sure you keep it locked on the Fan and you're in the house when we have him join us at 8:20. When we come back, though, more of your calls. Plus, we'll let you hear from Terry McLaurin. That's next here on the Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Long day here in our nation's capital as Terry McLaurin sending shockwaves throughout the DMV, being as open, honest, and transparent as he has been about the negotiations up to this point. I want to let you hear from more of Terry McLaurin right now. Because it's audio that honestly, when I first found out that he was going to be at the Eastern shoot today, I didn't think that he was going to talk. But he definitely spoke, and he was very loud about what he had to say. I just think overall, if you are Terry McLaurin, you got to do what's best for you. If you are the Commanders, you got to do what's best for you. I just think what's best for both parties is for them to pick up the phone and start talking again. According to McLaurin, the two sides have not spoke in over a month and a half. I honestly, I could not believe it. And maybe I'm not understanding the way negotiations go enough. Maybe I'm not being realistic about how things work when it comes to contract negotiations in pro sports and specifically in the National Football League. Maybe I'm not getting it. But to me, I mean, come on. To me, it's very simple here. It takes two to tango. You're not going to be able to get something done if you're not talking. From the Commander standpoint, I look at it almost like, well, hey, if they aren't, if from Terry's perspective, rather, I guess, if the Commanders aren't picking up the phone, actively trying to call us and negotiate with us, then do they want us here in the first place? And some of the quotes that have come out are damning. I'll read one that we didn't play, but I'll read it to you so you get the gist of what this is. It's, quote, "I've been pretty frustrated, not going to lie. Everything that has transpired has been pretty disappointing. I want to continue my career here. I've created my life here, so I want to be here." That's the one thing that I do give a ton of respect to McLaurin for. He's maintained throughout this entire process, throughout all the frustration, that he wants to be here. He wants to be here. He does, and I think that says a lot. It may not mean a lot to some of you. It means a hell of a lot to me. Because he could very easily be at the point of no return. Think about how Deebo Samuel's negotiations went in San Francisco. Think about how Ayuk's negotiations went in San Fran. Both of those dudes, although the request wasn't honored, they both requested trades. Terry's not there yet. I'll bet your ass this, though. Let conversations continue not to happen. I guarantee you a trade request is coming if things do not pick up here. I guarantee it. And if you're the Commanders, that's where you got to look yourself in the face and go, what's really best for business here? What's really best for business here? Because if we're being real about it, right, McLaurin's got value. as a 30-year-old wide receiver on the open market. He does. He's got value. I'm sure teams have already picked up the phone and tried to call Washington about McCorn. It just hadn't come out yet. But if you're the Commanders and you're going to continue to draw your line in the sand and you're not budging and you're not trying to give up $30+ million per, don't hold the young man hostage. Cut your losses. That's where I'm at with it. If they're not going to cave in to Terry McLaurin's demands, then what are we doing here? Because we're running the risk of this becoming a distraction. It's already distracted from what was supposed to be a celebratory day here in the history of the franchise, retiring the greatest wide receiver in franchise history's number. The fact that it's being overshadowed by poor negotiations between Terry and the team is embarrassing. It is. And I give Commander Social all the credit in the world. They put out like a 6-minute video chronicling how they announced it and revealed it to Art Monk. You know what people are commenting under that video? Pay Terry. Pay Terry. So I know it wasn't the team's intention to have this take away from Art Monk Day, but damn it, it's happening. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Things are in a very sticky spot between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. According to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, Terry's camp is only asking for a deal that eclipses $30 million per. If that is the case, and the Commanders aren't willing to cave into a DK Metcalf-style deal for their Pro Bowl, All-Pro wide receiver, whose side are you on here if McLaurin continues to hold out? Are you Team McLaurin or are you Team Commanders? Let's go to Vince in Akakik wants to chime in. What's up, Vince?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
So, how you doing? I'm good, man. So I'm definitely Team McLaurin on this. And I'm Team McLaurin on this from the standpoint of, I've said this to everybody who I've called into, the cap goes up 10 to 15% every year. Whatever we sign Terry to.
She's saying, he or she is saying, daddy, daddy, make them pay Terry.
Yes. She's already on board. Whatever we pay Terry, by the time he gets to the end of that deal, by the time it's time to pay Jaden, the new money and that stuff at that point, Terry's deal will be penny on the dollars. Like it won't affect our cap. It won't be in the way of paying the next man, the next Connolly or whoever. The cap skyrockets every year. Terry is definitely worth. I want to jump your number. Forget the 33. Let's say he's asking for 35. He's worth the 35 because of what he is to the team. It's not about the market and the general market of the NFL. We're talking about the Commanders. We're not trying to build the Patriots or be the next what the standard is supposed to be for the NFL. We're trying to build this franchise in the DMV right here. Terry works for the DMV. He works for this franchise. And if we're going back off when the owners' meetings were happening, AP sat down with all y'all and said, Terry's going to be a Commander. We're going to get a deal done. He's going to be here for a long time. So like you said, if at the end of the day, the whole plan is to keep Terry here, to sign Terry, why are we dragging this out? Because like you said, and like I said to Grant and Danny earlier, or Toby and Danny earlier today is a bad day in Commander Day. We look horrible as an organization today. For Terry to come out, Mr. Commander to come out and basically say, yeah, I just got married. I love this city. I love this franchise. And they dragging me through the dirt. And I show good faith by showing up the OTAs and all that stuff. When I did, believing that I'm one of the leaders, I'm one of the pillars of this team, and I showed up in good faith, and they still dragging me. Like, it's just not a good look today.
It's not. And I think it was well put by you, Vince. I appreciate you as always, man. Yeah, it's not a good look. And I think the most damning part about all of it to me that I continue to reiterate, it feels like AP and company are like, all right, pout, we don't care. Now, one thing that Vince said that I'll correct real quick, he said $35 million per. That's what Justin Jefferson's getting. If Terry's asking for that, he's out his rabbit ass mind, point blank. Jason Lock and Four are going to join us coming up at 8:20. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls, plus we'll let you continue to hear from the all-pro wide receiver of the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin, as he was open and honest earlier this afternoon about where things stand between him and the team with his contract negotiation. Your call's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.